community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Sophie Batista.
De Batista.
De Batista.
But really close.
See, I got it right on the first time, didn't I?
You did.
And the second time, I went and messed it right up.
You're fine, though. Yeah, De Batista. It's a bit of a hard name, but...
You ain't kidding.
I know.
Couldn't you change it to Bill or something like that?
Well, I could, potentially, but it's a bit, like, peculiar, and I like that about it. So, like, when people hear the name, hopefully...
Oh, it's nice,
they might
a nice
be
name.
Intrigued. Yes,
it is a lovely
like, oh,
name.
Who's that?
It's a lovely, lovely name. Now, Sophie is a 19-year-old singer-songwriter from London. But you don't originally come from London, do you? You come from Malta originally.
I do come from Malta originally. My mum and dad, well, my mum's English and my dad's Maltese.
Right.
So I was born there and I moved over here like full time anyway. I moved here like a year and a half ago.
Okay.
So to follow up on my music. So.
And you've been going great guns ever since?
Pretty much.
Now this intrigues me. This really intrigues me. You were doing so well in Malta. You was a regular on a TV show there, weren't you?
Yes, I used to perform regular on a TV show every Sunday, which is quite a lot of work.
It is
to
a lot of work.
Go out every week and perform a song. So it was going good. It was going great. But because Malta, although it's lovely and such a nice place for a great holiday, and it's got all my family and friends that live there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's quite small and quite limited when it comes to
music,
like opportunities. And
it's not in the mainstream, is it?
Well, not really, not exactly. And although I love it and I always venture back there to go and try out new things, do live gigs here and there, I guess UK is kind of where I've decided to base myself for music reasons. And it's like my second home anyway now, the UK. I'm half English, so...
Is there anybody that was... I want to say role model, but that's not what I mean. Is there anybody that you aspired to when you were younger as you were growing up and learning to play the guitar?
Well, to be honest, guitar-wise, I haven't been playing that long. I recently picked it up, so maybe like 2-3 years ago I started playing the guitar. I've been singing for much longer than that.
Yeah.
So it's a recent addition, this guitar. I think though, like growing up, I always used to follow people like Michael Jackson, and it's kind of embarrassing to say, but people, groups like the Spice Girls and
That's all right, that's fine. Spice Girls were amazing for the time, they're fantastic.
I know. But now my music is quite different to back then, so yeah, it's different. You'll have a listen anyway. So I used to look up to people like that, Steps, if we remember Steps.
Yeah, I remember Steps, yeah.
And
so it's quite, is it poppy?
It is quite poppy, yes. It used to be more poppy than it is now. Now I'm studying songwriting, so my songwriting is kind of taking new directions kind of as we speak, really.
Yeah. I mean, you're doing amazingly well considering you're only 19. I know from 2011, you actually supported Mel C, didn't you?
I did, actually.
How the hell did you get that?
I have no idea.
What happened then? What happened?
It was my first proper gig in UK, and it was the Christmas lights switch on. I believe it was Sheffield. Correct me if I'm wrong, I think you have it written down. I think it was Sheffield, and because like I just said anyway, the Spice Girls were kind of people who I looked up to, if you like, whilst I was growing up, and who I kind of aspired to be like. It was kind of surreal.
I can imagine it was.
Performing before she did, it was really, weird. And a great experience, though. Like I said, it was my first time performing in the UK. Back then, I wasn't performing with my guitar, so like I was with the backing track, and I did a couple of songs before she did. The crowds were awesome. You can imagine.
Yeah,
it was freezing.
Yeah.
So I was very, very cold, but it was a great experience on the whole.
Now, it was only a year later that you were picked up and you went around taking part in events organised by very, very large radio stations and Liverpool Football Club.
Yes, that's right. Thanks to like the team kind of that I have working behind me, they get me loads and loads of great opportunities.
They don't want to work behind me, do they?
Well, I can push you forward to them if you like. Well, they got me this opportunity today, so they must be doing something good.
They're doing something really well. I mean, I know you've supported, look, The Wanted, Lovable Rogues, Rough Copy, Amelia Lilly, Misha B. I mean, the list goes on.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to have taken part in various festivals and live gigs pretty much up and down the UK. So since I've been here, like you said earlier, it's kind of been full speed ahead, and I've loved every second of it. And just having those opportunities to be part of like such big events, I just feel really humbled and really like it's been a great experience so far, and I just want to keep on going and just keep on doing live stuff like that.
Just I'm just gobsmacked. Amazing. At the age of 19, that is just absolutely amazing. Before we carry on the interview, you're going to do a couple of songs for us now, aren't you?
I am, yeah. Would you like them all after each other, or would you like just one now?
Let's do one, then do a little bit more talking, then we'll do another one and
One of them I would like to perform my new single, actually, which is So Damn Perfect. Shall I leave that till the end?
Yeah, leave it till the last one. Leave that till the last
one. All right. So this song is, this first one I'm going to play for you, is one that I wrote quite recently. Like I just mentioned, I'm studying songwriting in London at the moment. I was lucky enough to get a scholarship there. So, yeah, this is what came out of one of the briefs we had for one of our songs we had to write. And it's basically me talking to myself at a different time of my life.
Okay.
It was a bit of a weird brief, this one, and I struggled to write it at first. But it's one of my favourite songs. Like, the outcome in general has been one of my favourite songs so far. So
okay.
This one is called 33. It's a perfect spring day. I'm drawn to your front door. A friendly hallway leads me onto wooden floors. Neatly made beds, smell of blue lenore. Who lives in this home? I'd love to know more. Modern interior, an open plan design, a coffee-scented kitchen, an open bottle of rosé wine, lilies on the windowsill, two blonde kids playing outside, on an old dusty swing, clothes out on the washing line. Fireplace reveals a familiar face. A lady who looks 33, has blue eyes and the same tattoos as me. This is what you always wanted. Are you happy now? Lots of love and laughter around. A lady who looks 33, has blue eyes and the same tattoos as me. This is what you always wanted. Thank you.
Absolutely fantastic.
Thank you very much.
That's my pleasure. Absolutely fantastic. Now, in 2013, you had the opportunity to play some fantastic events and arenas, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
The one I've got sitting in front of me is the Indigo 2.
Yeah, that was one of the biggest ones, I think, so far in total. I was performing as a support act for Sierra, which is the R&B artist, American artist.
Yeah. Huge American artist.
Huge American artist, very much someone I look up to. I was lucky enough to get given that gig, if you like, through a little competition that was going on online. Yeah, and thank you for whoever voted for me, because it was enough votes to get me a place as one of her support acts. So
I never realised. I didn't know that. That makes it really interesting. This culture that we're going through at the moment, this internet culture of the social media, is bringing up a lot of people that would have gone unfound. I mean, there's a guy on TV, a presenter called Matt Edmondson, started off just doing a few silly bits and pieces, taking the Mickey out of X Factor and whatever, and now all of a sudden he's doing voiceovers and he's presenting a lot of shows.
Yeah, it's a very powerful thing, I think. The internet is definitely something that's taking over the world.
It is.
I believe, anyway. We've been talking about it, actually, at uni at the moment, and as far as music goes, it's a massive, market, the internet, and, well, stuff like this, opportunities like live gigs, live performances. For me, it was the Indigo 2. For other people, it could be somewhere else. And I was lucky enough to through an online competition, just a little voting thing, I got enough votes from fans and friends back in Malta and people I've met over here. Yeah. I was lucky enough for everyone to kind of believe in me, vote for me on through this competition, and be able to perform for Sierra. I mean,
so that's just
as a support act.
So you just videoed yourself, uploaded it, and everybody voted for it?
Pretty much. I don't even remember. I don't even remember if it was a video or just a track even. I mean, there was great people who I was up against, so it was very tricky. We had to promote it quite a lot. It didn't just happen instantly, but I guess we must have done something good, because I was lucky enough to be the chosen one, if you like.
And a little dicky bird told me that you performed at the grand final of the Malta Eurovision.
I did, yes.
How did you get that?
It wasn't online this time, but there was a couple of audition processes, if you like, that we had to go through. I basically wrote this song maybe September last year, August time, and I co-wrote it with a good friend of mine who I knew back in London. We just co-wrote it, actually, with a couple of friends of hers as well, got together. We came up with two songs, decided to go with one of them, which was called Let the Sunshine In, which is very appropriate for Malta, so that kind of had a bit of preference over the other song. And we decided, we were thinking, what could we do with it, and we decided to submit it into the Malta entry, and then it got through a couple of rounds of auditions. It was basically all happening whilst I was here anyway, so yeah, I was kind of a bit oblivious to what was going on back there, because I was just head into my uni work and really busy at the time.
You do know that this isn't normal, but this doesn't happen to one person, all this. You do know that, don't you? You're the luckiest person on the earth. You've got a huge amount of talent, and it's showing in everything you do.
Thank you very much.
You've been born with such a huge amount of talent that it's just shining.
Thank you. I feel very humbled by
that. No, seriously, I mean that. By the age of 19, this is just an astonishing thing for everybody to achieve.
Thank you. I have just turned 20, by the way.
That's different then.
I do feel much older. That changes everything.
What about the Malta Music Awards?
When was that? A little while ago. Yeah, that was around the time of the Malta Eurovision final as well. It was kind of two in one. Yeah. My trip back in, I think it was February. It seems like ages ago now. Time flies when you're enjoying what you're doing.
I could imagine.
It was the Malta Music Awards. Yeah. I had recently released, slightly before that, I had released a single which did well on the Malta radios. And I'm very lucky to have such great support from Maltese people, supporting their Maltese talent, if you like. And it got played quite a lot on radios and got picked up and was yeah, I was basically asked to perform it as part of the Malta Music Awards. So I was very, very grateful for them to like recognize my song and me as a singer-songwriter and invite me along. It kind of worked out well because it was like a day after the Malta Eurovision
final. Well,
that
just slotted in right. Yeah,
so it
yeah.
slotted in perfectly. I did have to change a flight, but it was worth it because it was a great audience. It was a televised event and yeah, just couldn't get better than that, really.
So let's hear some more of your voice then. What are you going to sing for us now?
Okay, I think I'm going to change it up slightly to the last one I played. Yeah, this one is another song I wrote recently, actually, through my university studies. And yeah, like I said, it's songwriting that I'm studying, so we're expected to write around 3 songs a week, mm-hmm. which is quite a lot.
It is a lot,
churn out, if you like. And this song came out of a blues brief. It's not very bluesy, because I did change it up quite a lot to fit with my repertoire. It's called Running Back, and it's basically about when you keep on going back to a certain someone in your life that you feel very connected with, I guess, and you keep on going back to them even though they're not that good for you.
Yeah, I know.
We've kind of all been there, so I decided to write a song about that. It is called Running Back.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
I like that. And that was...
Running Back.
Running Back.
Yes.
Everybody writes it about a part in their life.
Yeah.
Did you write that about a specific boy?
Well, kind of. Not exactly. I think I wrote this one mostly about somebody else. I'm not going to really mention the name of that somebody
else.
I'll put them on the spot. And I basically wrote it about a friend of mine anyway who was in this sort of situation with someone. And that inspired me to come up with this song. I kind of have been through it myself, so I was able to relate to it quite a lot. And I think most people have, actually, so yeah, that's why fine, lots of people can... Whenever I do this live as well, it goes down quite well because everyone can kind of relate to it in some way.
Do you do that about a lot of your songs, right from personal experience?
Pretty much, yes. I try to anyway, because I feel much more connected to the song if it's happened to me in my life and if I've been through it, or if I know someone who's been through that sort of experience themselves. Like, I have a song which I wrote about something my sister went through. I won't be performing that today because it's slightly controversial. I do like to write stuff like that.
Well, that's all right, yeah.
I don't know if it's very radio friendly though.
No, but you have light and shade, haven't you?
Yeah, exactly. I like to change it up. Like, every song that I come to write, at the moment we're given briefs for them through uni, so that always sparks some sort of inspiration, if you like, something that either I've been through or someone that I know has been through, and then it just goes on from there. Really, it's a really, really lovely kind of task to write a song, I feel, and just to get all your emotions out. I'm not a very kind of open person when it comes to like talking about my emotions and stuff.
I see a lot of artists are very similar.
I'm very
quite
closed.
Inward people.
I am very much like, I keep myself to myself. I love like friends and I'm very much a people's person, but when it comes to like personal subjects, I like to keep them to myself and not really talk to many people about them. But like listening to my songs, you'd think I'm the opposite to that, because then that's where it all spills out onto like a song, and then I tend to reveal all my darkest secrets throughout my songwriting. It works out great, really.
Well, you've had this amazing career. I can't believe that you're only 19 years old and you've done all this so far. Worked with Melanie C and The Wanted, and it goes on and on and on. More to Eurovision. And a little dicky bird whispered in my ears that you was busking at the Brits on the O2.
Yeah.
What's with that?
Know.
What's not? But we're not. You're not talking about busking, are you? Surely.
It wasn't proper busking. I mean, well, let me explain. Throughout last summer, I did what is called the Big Busk, and it was the Mayor of London's kind of team of representatives, if you like, who All put right, together yeah. this kind of... It was kind of a competition, but I mainly applied to be part of that because we were given opportunities to play and to basically busk, not for money, but for votes this time. And you were given the opportunity to perform in places all scattered around London where you wouldn't normally.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, I was performing at the side of St. Paul's Cathedral, and I did perform on the Underground at Liverpool Street, actually, like during the rush hour.
Oh, really?
So it was quite intimidating, but I got through it. And I've never really busked before myself, so I was like, I don't really know what I was getting into that much, but I really enjoyed it. And the lady who was in charge of that, her name is Kate Jones, she then opened me up to so many lovely opportunities. I mean, thanks to her, I'm studying at the ICMP, which is where I do my songwriting. And then also thanks to her, I got the gig at the Brits, where we were. It was basically called Busking at the Brits, and there was basically lots of different kind of stages, if you like, set up, like mini stages set up, like all around the outsides of the O2 and like coming into the O2, so like from North Greenwich Underground Station and all that, and they just wanted to fill it up and with music, just to get everyone into the spirit of the Brits, I guess.
I can imagine that was fantastic.
It
was really
so good.
Yeah.
And obviously it was super busy because there was loads of people coming into the O2 to watch the Brits. And I got to perform with my band, actually, because I have a group of musicians that I've put together who I perform live with. And we performed a set which was like on more of a built-up stage with a proper sound system next to all those, you know, there's restaurants around the outside of the O2. And there's like a little kind of walk down which you can kind of do. And we were performing there as people were coming into the O2, which was awesome. And our set went down really well. And then also I got to perform more kind of stripped back and with like this battery powered amp and more of a busking sort of feel later on in the evening, closer towards North Greenwich Underground Station, which was super busy again because people were obviously using the underground to come into North Greenwich to use the O2, to go to the O2. And it was just a surreal experience. And I love busking so much. Like, I've never done it for money at all. And I've never like put, you know, some people have the hat out in front of them. And I was contemplating it, but I was like, no, I'm not really doing it for that. I was doing it for to be there and to like as the opportunity basically on the whole. And yeah, it was great. I mean, people were just like walking by appreciating like, the sound of my music, and it was so great. I felt really appreciated. And people stopped to like have a listen on their way in as well.
It's really, I mean, I've gone through quite a few underground stations where there's buskers there, and it does brighten you up. It's something nice to listen to as you're going up the escalator.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. Whenever I like pass by like a busker, I always like appreciate the music so much because it just brings a bit of like sunshine into your day.
Totally. Puts a smile on your face.
Definitely.
And something else that puts on a smile on your face is the Sainsbury's Sport Relief Games.
Definitely.
Amazing cause. And you was involved with that as well, wasn't you?
I was, luckily. I do feel so blessed, actually, with the opportunities I've been given since I've been in London. So I do want to kind of take this opportunity to thank everyone who's had me at their various events and gigs throughout my time here. It was great. I mean, again, with my band, we performed a couple of times throughout that day, actually, as people were doing the kind of marathon kind of run for in aid of sports relief. And there was lots of different stages set up around the Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park.
That's right, yeah.
Which I hadn't visited yet, so I was like astonished at kind of like the surroundings that I was performing in. Again, it was a breathtaking opportunity to be playing at somewhere like that. It was awesome. I mean, we were entertaining the runners as they went by, and there were so many people who was there doing their little bits to help such a great cause. And that was our aim as well, to be there. We had like the Sports Relief t-shirts on, and
we
really got into it. It was a very busy day. Luckily, the weather was kind of coming and going, like it was sunny.
Usual
and then
British weather, that is,
it was
mostly
sunny,
going.
And then it was like raining slightly, but everyone got on with it. I mean, it was for such a great cause, like you said, so everyone just sucked it up and got on with it, and it was great. I loved every minute of that.
I can imagine you did it, but it must be giving you a really good feeling to take part in something as good as that.
Definitely.
Right, we're drawing to a close now, so how about your brand new single is out on, or was out on April the 14th, wasn't it?
Yes, it is called So Damn Perfect.
Could you perform that for us?
I definitely could. This is my acoustic version of the single. If people like what they hear, you can find it online at the moment on iTunes, pretty much everywhere. We've basically posted it everywhere online, so you can't miss it. It's called So Damn Perfect. Oh, and this one is basically about a friend of mine who thinks that she is so damn perfect. Again, I'm not going to mention the name.
No names.
Would be completely awkward. It is a bit of a... Yeah, you'll hear the lyrics anyway. the lyrics. And basically, this kind of... Everyone can... This is the sort of song that people can sing to someone that they don't like so much.
Okay.
Here it goes. Don't care about the rest. Feel like
so damn cool. Making me feel like I'm nothing but a fool. You've got it all wrong. It's not about the look, shaking what you've got, or sticking to the book. It's what's inside your heart. But on the whole, you're so damn perfect. Hey, you think you're worth it. Hey, you're so damn perfect. Hey, you think you're worth it. Hey, you're pulling me down soon as you're around. But I try my best to treat you with respect. Get along, though. You've got it all wrong. It's not about the look, shaking what you've got, or sticking to the book. It's what's inside your heart and soul that makes the difference. But on the
now online, don't forget everybody.
So it's all online. It was released on 14th of April and it's on iTunes now, you say?
Yes, exactly. If anyone wants more information about any of the songs that they heard or about me, and to find this one online as well, basically just Google search Sophie's Official, which is S-O-P-H-I-E-S Official, and that's where you find me, because like we clarified before, I have a very complicated surname, so we had to make it slightly easier for online purposes. Yeah. Sophie's Official online, so it's quite simple.
Sophie'sofficial.com. I've actually gone and got that up there. Look at that. You've got a brand new website coming.
That is. That's right, actually. It's on its way very soon. We have set a date for the launch of the new website. At the moment, we have Bartek and David who are working non-stop on this website to get it ready and up and running for the 4th of May, which is this Sunday, I believe. And it should be all up and running by then. If you go and visit there now, you can find out all the links to my social media and all that you need to know about me there. And until it's up, just like me on Facebook, be my friend, because I'm quite a loner. I'm joking.
I'll be your friend, Sophie.
I'm very lucky and blessed to have very good friends in my life, but there's always room for more. So yeah, do add me on Facebook and we'll get chatting if you like.
Well, Sophie, thank you so much for coming in with us, and I would at this point say I wish you all the best of luck with your career, but I really don't think you're going to need it.
Thank you very, very much. Hopefully we'll have an EP coming together soon as well with some of these tracks you heard today. So when that's out, I would like to be back here if you guys will have me at Phoenix.
Well, we would love you. You can come back anytime you want. If you're ever doing another concert in a local area,
thank
or
you
club,
very much.
You come straight in
it's
and talk
about
it. It's
been lovely actually visiting this area. I've never been here before, so I've loved it.
Brentwood is a lovely, lovely
thank
place.
Thank you very much
place.
For having me on
You
the
come
show.
Back anytime you want,
thank
Sophie.
Thank you so much.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.